When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1967, Daydream Believer by the Monkees. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
So what was the conversation we had the other day that involved Bill? I said...
No, here's what happened. So I was listening to a different station in Lincoln, like we pointed out on the radio.
Boomer Radio.
Yeah. great station.
Unbelievable.
And I told you I've never heard this song before. He said Bill. He said Bill is going to kill you.
I was like, Bill not gonna like that one.
You've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's a top 100 song ever.
His first comment was Bill's not gonna like that.
That's my first thought was Bill.
Look at Ben.
I was like, you never heard that song?
Oh,
Bill is gonna get you on that.
I said, I heard the song, some cheer up, sleepy Jean song. I kind of like this. Like, yeah. I was like, Bill will kill you if you say that.
God, this is right up there with Schaefer. I've never heard a Convoy. He said it on the air.
Yeah, he did.
Never heard it.
C.W. McCall.
He never heard the song Convoy. How great would it be to go to that concert? C.W. McCall. Oh. He's just waiting.
Play the song.
Play Convoy.
Convoy.
He opens with it and ends with it.
It'd be incredible. It would be incredible.
PBA would be packed.
Yeah.
Just for Convoy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was taken aback. But you heard it.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio. I thought you were going to play that Gladys Knight and the Pips song.
That could still be this week, possibly still.
I got to use my imagination. What? That's an incredible song. Okay, that's a good song. It's good. It's not my style.
Bill was singing. You weren't singing.
Yeah, I like it. And Bill's right. It's a staple. What year was it?
1967.
The Monkees.
That's right. When we were almost born. Yeah.
The Monkees.
I got to read the text that you sent me on that one. I'll get it word for word.
Yeah, while you're looking for that, I'll rate it. I go 7.95465. 7.95465.
It's a different sound. Completely different. It's outstanding. Would not be my normal, I listen to all kinds of music that sounds like this. But this song hits me. This song definitely
hits me. Could it be a walk-up song?
It could be a walk-up song to me. It really is. It's an 8999994.
And
also, final year in the Stella House, we had our own fraternity house at Nebraska Westland. And our Halloween parties were always epic. And myself, Eric Gesford, who should be in the Hall of Fame, if you're listening, Nebraska Westland.
Sports.
We went as our costume was, we went as the Monkees.
Wow.
That's what we went as.
She
the
had
Monkees.
Long hair.
We had the whole suits on.
Did you have suits on?
We didn't have suits on. We had a different look, but,
I don't know if they wore, maybe they didn't wear suits.
I would say this 100% that at any point in time during the night, did anyone say, are you guys the Monkees? They had no idea.
They didn't know.
No, we just made it ourselves.
I was going to say.
They had no idea.
We're the Monkees.
We're the Monkees. What else would we be?
Ben's ready. I found the text I sent you. I said, the Sleepy Jean song was pretty good. Sip says, don't tell Bill that. He's probably heard that 4,000 times.
The Sleepy Jean song is pretty good.
Pretty good.
It occurred to me, you never heard that song.
Ben.
Okay, Ben was bobbing his head like he liked it. I'm going like a 7.5.
Yeah, 6.9.
Okay. Ben? Unveil.
9.3.
But he likes feel-good songs.
Okay, Bella's here, too.
Yeah.
We should announce Bella's present.
Bella's here. I'm going to say Bella's a 7.4.
Okay.
7.6. She also had never heard of it.
God. Bella never heard of it.
God, they were both bobbing their heads like,
this is pretty good.
It's a good song.
This will be on Ben's playlist now, won't it, Ben? It's going to get added to it.
Daydream Believer, Ben. The Monkees.
Thank you.
Daydream Believer. Ratings before we get to Bill's thrills here. We got 2.3 from John in Southeast Lincoln. He says nope. 2.3. 8.5, North Bottoms approved in that one.
North Bottoms.
Yep. Nice to hear from North Bottoms. We should do a live remote from North Bottoms.
That'd be great.
I'd like it.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. The Casey's like that Casey's.
We could post up over there.
Do that. 2.1 yes. Bill in Bennett. Gorilla Bear says 0.3 out of 10. Be better, Jake. Be better.
I don't know. I'm sticking with you, Jake.
Guilt Nerd in 8. Ellis in Illinois, 8.4. Ryan in California, 7.4. Who in Columbus?
Back 3!
3 from Bird in Columbus. 3 from another Bird. Low rating from Bird.
And you know what? These scores are not all over the map. It's either low or pretty high.
There's no fives.
There's
yet.
No fives. Yeah.
High or low. You're right. Sean in Omaha, 2. I chunked my drive off the first tee box with that one, apparently. Uh-huh.
Really?
Chunked my tee box. The tee shot.
I chunked the
tee shot opening hole.
Yeah.
Marcia Brady, Davy Jones, 7.7 from Kent on that one. This is
Marcia
comments.
Brady.
So Davy Jones came on the Brady Bunch. I was going to bring it up earlier. Thank you, Kent. He was on. Yeah, he came to the house.
Who is Davy Jones?
What's that?
Was he in the Monkees?
Yes.
Was Davy Jones in the Monkees?
Lead singer, right?
I believe so. Yes. I'm not right on that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he was the lead singer.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
He did come on the Brady Bunch.
He's on the Brady Bunch, yes.
And was there some sort of, did Marcia or who was it? Cindy?
Was that Marcia?
Marcia?
The oldest one.
Oh, she's the oldest one.
Marcia's the oldest, yes.
And she fell for Davy Jones?
She was very much into Davy, yes.
Paul in Burr says, that song should stay in the 60s, 2.1.
Wow. Put some heat. I like it.
Wow. And last one from our friends at the Novotny Nutrition and Wellness.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Jennifer, a 10. Hubby, 7.6.
They're happy right now. I'm not so sure they didn't dance. I'm not sure they didn't spin around the living room once. Really, I can see
they
it.
They did.
Yeah.
Into the kitchen.
Into the kitchen.
Wait a second. Jennifer gave it a 10?
She did.
Man. All right.
It's a pretty high score.
That's good.
7.6.
I'm glad they're happy. They're with us every single day.
They are. Yeah. They're loyal.
God bless them.
It is now time on a Monday for Bill's Thrills. Let's fire up the intro. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrills, yes, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, the floor is yours. Is it a Football Facts Monday today?
It is. It is. And isn't it incredible the friendship you get to with our advertisers? Me and Scott Moore were texting back and forth throughout the weekend.
Just
catching up with each other, just seeing what's going on.
Names.
Yeah, it was just fun to get. I mean, that's the kind of connection you have here from the ticket. That's the people that advertise with us. And obviously, they make everybody tons of money. But Scott, I appreciate you reaching out this weekend just to check in.
That is
Thank
nice.
You very much. Okay. Here's what we're going to talk about. It's still recruiting.
Okay.
It's still recruiting.
So it ties in.
The NIL bag doesn't solve everything. The NIL bag doesn't solve everything. So it's just like when I went to LSU. It's like I've been in a different place. Right, you go to LSU, you go, finally got it made easy in recruiting, huh? Nope, because everyone that's offered by us has an offer by Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Texas. Everyone has the same offers. There's no chance, like, well, LSU offered. Who else? I think Indiana. That's it. The other person like that? Nope. Nope, everyone. So the competition is real all the time. So right now there's this big misnomer that everything is just, well, they just did this. They have a bigger NIL. So here's how it works. It all it goes down by what section, where do you fall? So it's about 18 to 24, I feel, is in the elite bank and also has the tradition and has football already built up. So
18 to 24 teams.
Teams. That's the Ohio State, the Oregons, Georgia, Texas. All those teams, these are the ones that they have tradition. They have a great football team, and they also have the NIL to back them up. So when you're in that group.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're still recruiting. It's just not like it's like you talked about the names. It just went someplace. You know, those guys had to learn. Laurinaitis, am I saying that correct?
Yeah. James Laurinaitis.
Laurinaitis. Yeah. He's doing a great job recruiting because guess what? Everybody else was recruiting those guys, and everybody else had NIL yep. too. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like, nope, they came up with an extra 10 grand or they came up with a signing bonus. No, no, no. It still came down to recruiting. 100. Give people the credit when it happens.
100.
And then you fall to the next level. Then there's like, so you have to know where you fit. The Washingtons, maybe Utah's. What is there? Next level, 25 teams where you fall into? And then all those places. So if you're in the big.
Is that Nebraska?
Nebraska, here's what I would put in with them right now. They'd be probably in that 24 range or right in next level range probably right now. Great tradition, really good NIL, so they have a lot of things going for them. But there's also, I use the term like that, is in soccer, there's relegations. Did I say that right? Did I say that correct?
100%. Yeah,
relegation.
Relegation.
So people from that top group will get bumped down, and some from the other group will be all of a sudden a few years from now going to go like, hold it. Nebraska could easily be ninth in this group moving up. But when you're recruiting, so take the entire Big 12, basically. Take the entire Big 12.
That's Big 12, almost 16 teams.
Almost next level. Well, guess what? When you have an offer from a Texas Tech and Baylor's and Utah's, they're all against each other. They're all kind of in the same boat. There's not one of those teams where you just go, well, it's pretty simple. Baylor's got $32 million in their NIL, and the other ones don't. That's why it's happening. That's not true.
Nope.
And so it goes by
same boat.
It goes same boat. So you have to recruit your tail off. Within your where you fall when you start to go with that, it's not just it's NIL now, so I have to do our research. I guarantee you that Moore went to Oregon
to Corian Moore.
I guarantee you that they did a great job recruiting him.
Yeah, because just real quick, I mean, I was thinking about him as you were talking. You're exactly right. You nailed it as far as DeCorian Moore goes, top rated receiver in the country. He visited in recent weeks Texas, Ohio State, and LSU. And LSU.
They all have the money.
Yeah. So Oregon had to beat those teams.
Yes. So they did that. And then you go to the next level. That's the Purdue, Indiana, Cincinnati, Fresno's. You know, where am I at?
That's third level?
What's that? Probably third level. There might be a fourth. San Jose State, Hawaii, Mac. So if you're in those areas like that, you know what you still have to recruit.
Yep.
You don't just get to go the old palms up like, it's all about the money. No, it's not. No. You have to be able to build a relationship with them. Because they have things very, very similar
That.
But you have to know
that's a good point.
Also where you fall. The interesting part is, will anyone do the live golf situation? Will there be a team all of a sudden just say it's Fresno State and someone says, you know what? I'm worth $4 billion and I'm going to make Fresno State like live golf. And we're going to make them. We're going to
wonder
make them
about that sometimes.
Someone can walk in there and just say, "You want to see it happen? Watch this happen."
Yeah.
Can someone go to Vanderbilt and just say, "We're in the SEC, and I'm going to drop. We're going to drop $4 billion.
We're going to be a power.
We're going to be a power, and here's how we're going to do it." Because if you go back now, you remember Oregon right now is looked at as elite, elite, elite.
Yep.
They've been in the national championship game twice, lost. But they've done a lot of good things. And right now, would anybody be off the Oregon train?
No.
Right now, everyone's thinking, no. There's a great – right now, you're going like that. Could they be in the national championship game this year?
God dang, I'll tell you what. If they were coming to Lincoln, you look at them. You'll be going, oh, boy. Yeah.
And then you go back 35, 40 years ago, Oregon was a laughing stock.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing stock.
Yeah, when Moose took that place over, they still had that goofy duck on the helmet. Duck.
It's a laughing stock.
Yeah,
and I mean, Oregon was known that was Oregon would play money games. Oregon would play money games.
Oregon,
yeah,
yes.
But then what happened?
Then all of a sudden, Phil Knight took over. Oh. Nike took over. I did hear an interesting thing that I thought that made a ton of sense. It was on a different show. This was something different where someone said like that. Actually, I think it was Childers who said it. He said "Is Oregon in the Big Ten without Michael Jordan?" I thought it was brilliant.
Without Michael Jordan.
Because if Nike doesn't sign Michael Jordan and make him and make as big as they did, would they be in the Big Ten? Would they be where they're at? Would Nike ever be worth billions? They were trending the right way, but also there was conversation, and Childers brought this up. This is not my original thought. They talked that Adidas was right there from getting Jordan. Right there. So if Adidas gets him and they don't, because Jordan is what the Jordans are, what everything, that's when it went berserk.
Nike.
Yes. And so think about that. Dang. How one thing like that, what if Adidas.
Think about Jordan's power.
And just think about too, if you're sitting there going, if you're Adidas and you were this close and all somebody had to do probably was offer a couple more million and they get him and it would have been worth. So they would have invested probably $2 million and got somewhere back in $7 to $8
billion. And that, in fact, affects the entirety of sport.
Entirety of sport, yes. So you, when things happen in the past, that was a really good take
about
Childers at that. It blew my mind thinking about it.
It blew Jake's mind.
There's so many, cool. There's so many little cool things that come up. But when you think about the recruiting, that's when I got into this section of like how everyone is. It came back to LSU right away. It's like, whew, finally get to walk in with that logo. Can't wait. Oh, wow. Who's there? Who's that? Oh, well, that's pretty cool. There's the assistant coach from Alabama. He's here too. Mm-hmm. This is fun. You know, there's another guy. Oh, wow. Here we go.
No,
you know,
and still you got to beat those other teams like that Pettijohn you're talking about.
Yeah.
That Laurinaitis got. Yeah. I mean, he got him from USC, he got him from Texas A&M, he got him from.
They all have money.
Yeah,
they all got lots of money.
So you're exactly right.
You still have to dig in deep, and that was so much fun because it was you tried to make it so it got so personal that they couldn't tell you no, but you also knew the window you were in. When I was at Utah State, I mean, I'd walk into junior college. I'm like, who do you have for me that I can recruit? And they'd say, listen, this guy's really, really good. You know, I walked into Arizona Western. I go, give me a guy. He goes, Maurice Alexander. So he's the best player on the football team. He's a linebacker. He's from East St. Louis. He's 6 foot, 190. No one will take him. He's the best player. So I cross-referenced to other schools. They're like, they go, he's the best player. 6 foot, 190, playing middle linebacker. Took him, moved him to safety. Unbelievable player at Utah State. Third-round draft pick.
Arizona Western,
but no one would talk him. But that's how when I walked in there, I'd go into San Francisco City College from New Mexico State. Who do you got for me? Here's the list of guys that are in your realm. These guys here, it's
New
great.
Mexico State.
Here's some places you can go, and then it'd be different.
Did you say, wait a second, give me your best guys?
What's that?
Did you say, wait a second, I want your best guys?
No, I let the because the, first of all, the coach wouldn't even really allow it.
Really?
But he would also at the time he would. So I'm at Fresno. San Francisco City College, and they're the best guys were all lived in this one house. And I'm like, okay. And I go, just give me the number of that house. And I would call that number, and they all had the phone. And I'd talk to all six of them in the one house, and they all had offers from like that. But I'd talk to them like that. I always kind of made a little connection. Well, Robert Garth was a big wide receiver. I'm talking to him like that. He goes, Coach, you just know I appreciate you guys calling every week, but. He goes, I'm from East Lansing. I'm going back to Michigan State. I understand. So he goes, gets to Michigan State, and all of a sudden it came up that he was a 2 credits short from a class, something like that. And they just call him in. The head coach is like, what do you want to do? He's just like, call Bush.
Wow.
Call New Mexico State.
And there he got it.
And then they called him up. We took him. He came in on a Sunday, got his physical Monday, practiced Tuesday, and caught a touchdown pass against Texas 4 days later. But it was because I'm gonna write him more letters. That's gonna work. No, it's not. But then they go, hey, listen, and those guys know, Coach, for some reason, people are passing on this guy. He's better than the guy going here. And so that's always a matter to him.
That
recruiting
is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.